Good morning, everyone. I was hoping to meet all of you and worship in person today together. But with the current situation, praise God that we can still worship Him in the air. And good thing that the positivity cases are going down, and hope that in the near future, we can get back in person and to worship God together. And may God grant us health and peace. In the scripture we just read, it talks about Mary pouring a pint of expensive perfume on Jesus. This is a well-known story that is recorded in the Bible. It reveals what true love is. How do we express our love for God? A lot of people say that they love God, but do not understand what it really means. In this passage, we come to a better understanding about love, what it means to love God. And there are 5 points. First, find opportunities to express love. When we say we love God, we will find every opportunity to express that love. No need for other people to remind us. The expression of love comes naturally. When you love someone, you will try to remember that person's birthday. What food does he or she like? What color? You will try to notice. She likes red roses. You don't give yellow roses. When he likes dark meat, you don't give white meat. You will take every opportunity to sow it, to do something nice for that person. No need for other people to tell you what to do. Likewise, when we love God, we will find opportunities to love God. We can go share the gospel. Love brothers and sisters. Be willing to serve. Be happy to offer to God and love God's church. We can love God through examples like this. The story in front of us happened 6 days before Passover. Soon Jesus will depart from them. In verse 2 it says, in Bethany, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Lazarus was there. Martha served, but Mary took this opportunity to express her love for Jesus. Actions speak the loudest. Jesus is here in the same room with me. This is a great opportunity to express my love. I am not going to wait. So to love God and to take every opportunity to express that love for the Lord. Second, a timely love. In verse 8, Jesus said, you will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Dear brothers and sisters, to love the Lord, it should be a timely love. Once the opportunity is gone, it may not come back. We may not have the means to sow it anymore. There was once a person lying on his deathbed. He said to his pastor, 10 years ago, you asked me to teach youth Sunday school, but I declined because I was very busy at work, doing well in my career. Now, in 10 years, I'm dying in my deathbed. I have regretted my decision. Although I know upon my passing, I will see Jesus face to face. I have accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I belong to God. But looking back 10 years ago, if I have accepted your invitation to serve, even if there were 10 youth in the class and 10 new students every year, up to now, I might have taught 100 youth. And now they would be in different parts of the world to spread the gospel, to proclaim God's name. But that opportunity has gone. Brothers and sisters, to express our love for God, do it while we are young. Do it while we have the health, while the opportunities is still here, while we have the time. Thinking back about my journey of serving, back in the 70s, when I first attended OCM Men Church, I joined the choir right away. And then doing the broadcasting ministry. It's called evening prayer. We do this 20 minutes program for a Chinese speaking radio station. Every night at about 11:40, and we would play this program for 20 minutes. So we recorded this program once a week. And then we pray some Christmas songs first, and then read a Bible verse and say a prayer. And I did that for about 4 years. And I enjoyed that ministry very much. And then later on, youth fellowship counselor and Sunday school teacher, mission department, adult Sunday school teacher, church co-workers, and then finally full-time ministry as a pastor, and later on senior pastor. Now general secretary of OCMA. And this is a very new position of OCMA. And I'm honored to be the first general secretary of OCMA. And maybe you know already that we have 8 churches in the New York and New Jersey area. One in, of course, the main church is in Chinatown, New York City, and then one in Flushing, and one in Long Island, one in Midtown, around the Columbus Circle, and we have a new established church in Brooklyn. And then we have 3 churches in New Jersey. Of course, Grace Church in Bergen County. And then Jaira Church in Marlboro, somewhere central Jersey. And then one in the Princeton area. And we have 8 churches together. So my role is to unite all the 8 churches in this area and combine our efforts so that we can spread the gospel and do ministry, maybe some joint event together. And I'm glad that I would be able to become the first general secretary of OCMA. And as I look back, a certain age do certain thing. When it's too soon, may not be able to do it well. When it's too late, may not have the chance. A timely service. And just want to remind everyone, do things on a timely basis. If you are still studying or a student, hand in your paper or project on time and pay rent or mortgage on time. On time is very important. In my early years, I did not learn that lesson. It is later on when I way into my ministry that I learned that on time, it's very important. Another personal experience. When I study for my Doctor of Ministry degree, I need to go to the seminary 4 times, 3 weeks each time for the first 2 years. And then I need to do some paper before and write some papers afterwards of this 4 in-person studies. And then I have to write a 200 pages thesis. And it should take about 5 years maximum to finish writing the thesis. So the whole program lasts for 7 years. Once 7 years is up, then no one would be able to still write the thesis and be able to graduate. It was actually easy to do the 4 in-person studies and just have to go there to the seminary and then write papers before and after the in-person studies, and then write the 200 pages of the thesis. But writing the 200 pages thesis was a challenge. By the time of the fourth year, at the end of the fourth year, I completed only about 60 pages. My reader told me it was good, but it was lacking something. It was lacking some content. And then the following February, I actually drove to the seminary, and it is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I drove there to meet my reader in person. And then I asked him about what is lacking in the content and what is needed. And then finally, the following year, the sixth year, I spent 1 day per week. And on my day off, 1 day per week, I go to the library from 9 to 6 and then spend those time. And then finally, I was able to finish writing the 200 pages thesis. And as far as I know, out of the 12 people in the class, only half of us graduated because half did not finish writing the thesis. So when we show our love for God, when we express our love for God, it has to be on a timely basis. And also we do things on time. Third, love wholeheartedly. In verse 3, Mary took about a pint of expensive perfume and poured it in Jesus' feet and wiped his face with her hair. From verse 5, we learn that it was worth 300 denarii, equal to a year's wages. It's worth a lot of money, but Mary did not hesitate and wholeheartedly poured it on Jesus. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. I think all of the sisters know that we don't use the whole bottle of perfume all at once. Otherwise, it would be a waste. But Mary poured it out wholeheartedly. To express love for the one you love, you want to do it more and more. You don't think about what is too much. To love wholeheartedly, it always not enough. Furthermore, Mary wiped his face with her feet. Let's think about it for a second. How was that possible? Assuming Jesus was sitting down, how was it possible that she would be able to wipe off his with her hair? Either Jesus raised his feet, or she had to kneel down to lower herself in order to wipe Jesus' feet with her hair. An expression of loving God wholeheartedly. Fourth, not afraid of being criticized. Verses 4 and 5. but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? An action to express love for God. Expensive perfume poured out on Jesus. An unusual action, of course, will lead to criticism. But Mary was not afraid of being criticized. When we truly love God, it doesn't matter what other people think, as long as we are doing it genuinely, as long as we are doing it from the bottom of our hearts. Is Judas without reason? Obviously, there is some truth in it. 300 denarii, a year's wages, a lot of money. Using this money to care for the poor would be much better, isn't it? Yes, there is some truth in it. And it can be used to care for the poor. But the Bible says he did not say this because he cared about the poor. Actually, we can learn something about this. When people say something to us, even though it is a criticism or a negative comment, we can always ask, is there some truth in it? And we can learn and grow from the comments. Let me illustrate. You are so loud right now, and your face turns black. What do you mean? What you did was wrong. The person says, you are so loud right now and your face turns blank. Is there some truth in it? Maybe yes. You are loud, right? And your face did turn black. So there are some truth in it of what the other person is telling you. Another example. How come you come home so late? I come home late because of this family I support. I got to stay for overtime. Is there some truth in it that you come home late? Yes, you did come home late. How come you got a D? Did you study? I studied very hard. The professor doesn't know how to teach. Is there some truth in it that you got a D? Yes, there is some truth in it. When people say something to us, even though it is a criticism or a negative comment, we can always ask, is there some truth in it? And we can learn and grow from that comment. This is such a life lesson that I have learned long time ago. When people being criticized and saying some negative comments, that's okay. Don't be afraid to engage with that person. Don't run away. As long as we feel safe, we can still engage and ask, what can I do to help? What can I do to change? And you can always ask questions. Is there something that I can do to help the situation? Even though it is a criticism, even though it is a negative comment. And we can always learn and grow from that comment. Lastly, love through faith. True love is expressed through faith. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, we can see that love is based on faith. In verse 7, Jesus said, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial." Mary's action, pouring the perfume on Jesus, was to express her love for the Lord. But it was expressed through faith. Many times, Jesus told the disciples, "He will die and rise up in 3 days." The disciples did not fully understand what he meant, but Mary believed in it. Thus, pouring the perfume on Jesus, taking this opportunity to prepare for his burial. She heard what Jesus said, and she believed in what he said. She understood Jesus' unconditional love for us, that he would die on the cross for us. A child once asked his father, "What is God's love like?" The father replied, "God's love for us is unconditional." "What does it mean, unconditional?" The father thought for a moment and said, "Remember our neighbor? Last Christmas, they adopted a little dog, and the neighbor's two kids always chased the dog. Sometimes they used the branches to tease the dog, but the little dog always wiggled his tail. The affection from the dog to the two kids is unconditional love." Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified on the cross by the Roman soldiers, but Jesus asked God to forgive them. He died on our behalf. He accepted us, the sinners. He died on the cross for our sins. That is unconditional love. Mary expressed her love to the Lord through faith to prepare his death and burial. Mary's love for the Lord was so real through love. So many times, Jesus told his disciples that, "I will go to Jerusalem and I will die. And then 3 days later, I will rise up again. So many times Jesus told his disciples, but at that time they did not understand him. But Mary heard what Jesus said, and she believed in what Jesus was saying, and that she was preparing for his burial. He believed him in faith. His action to express love for God through faith. Today, Jesus has been resurrected from the dead. It has become a part of history. We should more so believe in him and to love him. Let us learn from Mary to find opportunities to love God and to pay attention. What is it like to love God? God is a holy God. God is love. God is just. And we find opportunities to love God. And it is a timely love. We always do things on a timely basis and on time. When it is too soon, we may not know what to do or do it well. When it is too late, we may not have the opportunity and the chance to express that love again. So, a timely love. And to love God wholeheartedly. There's no holding back. There's no such thing as too much. And we do it for the Lord. And not afraid of being criticized. Unfortunately, when we express our love to God, when we love God, when we serve God, sometimes we will receive criticism and negative comments. But that's okay. As long as we're doing it from the bottom of our hearts, even though we receive criticism, that's okay. As long as our love for God is genuine. But when we receive negative comments, that's okay. We can always ask and we can always learn from it. So do not be afraid to embrace negative comments. A life lesson for us. Because there's always some truth in what people are telling us. And we can learn, we can grow from negative comments and even though from criticism. Loving through faith. It's always. We love God because of our faith. We believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. We accept the Christ of his salvation for us. And we begin with love, with faith. And then we love God. We love others, but we still love God through faith. God's love for us is unconditional. May God bless each one of us and for us to love him back wholeheartedly. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for today with this short few verses. And we can learn that from Mary, that to find opportunities to love you and a timely love and to love you back wholeheartedly and not afraid of being criticized and loving through faith. And Father, thank you for this great example from Mary, this well-known story in the Bible and tells us that how to express our love and to how to love God wholeheartedly. And Father, thank you for your unconditional love for us. That while we were still sinners, you came to this world to die on the cross for our sins. And Father, we thank you for that unconditional love. And today from this passage, we've learned how to love you back, how to express our love for you and find every opportunity to love you on a timely basis and wholeheartedly loving you. And Father, thank you for your love for us. And I pray all this and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.